Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Well, good morning, and in fact, you may or may not have heard about this, but now you're hearing about it if you haven't heard about it. The Food and Drug Administration of the United States of America has said we are concerned about some flea and tick products that are out there. We will explain, Dr. Todd McCracken is here, and we'll explain what that's all about. Should you be concerned? Should you be using another product or not? And we'll talk with Dr. McCracken in a moment. You may recall it was about a month or so ago on this very radio show, we had Paul Vallis on. Vallis is running for, among what, 57 other people, I believe, that's running for the mayor for the city of Chicago. And it all came about because previous to that, Susan Russell, our executive director of Chicago Animal Care and Control, was let go by Mayor Emanuel. He was fired, essentially. And the interesting thing about that, the bizarre thing, the odd thing about that, okay, then the mayor, after doing this very controversial thing, firing our executive director of animal control, who has a 90% plus release rate, which means we're in no-kill territory in Chicago, despite all of these obstacles that I will not go into now, she's fired, and then he leaves anyway. He says, I'm not running for mayor again. Did he really need to do that? In any which case, the animal welfare community, pretty much to a person, thinks this is, and thought at the time, this is very wrong and absolutely not beneficial for the city of Chicago. Several mayoral candidates, when I wrote some blog pieces about all this, contacted me and shared the blog pieces on their Facebook pages. And only one of those mayoral candidates followed up. Only one of those mayoral candidates actually appeared at a protest that was organized saying, you know, we think this is wrong. Susan Russell should not have been fired. Hundreds and hundreds. I'm not very good at estimating the numbers, but I'm sure there were at least 500 people or so out there at this protest. And among those, Paul Vallis, who's running for mayor and was then running for mayor for the city of Chicago. Mr. Vallis, he told me, because I said, why, you know, a lot of people have spoken here. Our former governor came out for this even, Pat Quinn. A lot of people have spoken because we shared the microphone and different people, myself, other people spoke. He said, I didn't want to have it perceived that I was exploiting the situation. And then later, about a week later, I went out to breakfast with him because he said, I'd like to go out to breakfast with you. And what can I do to improve the situation in Chicago regarding animal welfare? So he went through all these bullet points and he promised he would do these things. But one of the things he asked for was, let's have a listening session with people in animal welfare, veterinary medicine, etc., in Chicago. I want to hear and understand the issues to better formulate my opinions. And at the end of the day, what I will want to do is create an expert task force so I don't micromanage like Emanuel has attempted to do about something I don't know anything about. So we are having that listening session, and we are inviting some members of the general public. It's mostly for people that work in animal welfare, but we are inviting some members of the general public. For details, go to my website. You're invited to come as long as there are available tickets, stevedale.tv. That is stevedale.tv. And you can go to my website and you can see exactly what the U.S. Food and Drug Administration said in detail, word per word. There's a link to what they said, which is alerting pet owners about some, they're called parasiticides, flea and tick products, that maybe we should think twice about using, that there may be some neurologic adverse events in dogs and cats. And from there, I want to introduce Dr. Todd McCracken, who's the veterinary services manager at SEVA Animal Health and the veterinarian responsible for Chicago everything we do, you're responsible for, and much of the Midwest for SIVA. And you are fear-free certified, which is wonderful. Dr. McCracken, thank you for getting up so early. What is the U.S. Food and Drug Administration saying here?
Well, the FDA has issued a warning regarding the isoxazoline class of flea and tick medications that they may be causing some degree of neurologic signs in some pets. Again, these products are safe and effective. This is a warning, but I think, again, this is something that we need to take to heart, discuss with our veterinarians, and, again, decide which products are best for your individual pet.
Now, you said a magic word there, isoxazoline, which I barely can get out. So we're talking about a chemical that's common in these products, because you won't know the name, but you'll know these products' names if you're using one of these products. Bravecto, Credelio, NexGard, and Simparica. So the FDA said these products work, and the odds of anything happen aren't so great. However, so explain what you mean by neurologic effects, and talk about the concerns that the FDA is now expressing, kind of like, why now?
Well, again, Steve, I think when you look at the drugs that are out there for our pets, they go through extensive testing for safety and efficacy. But again, as they get into the general public and they're used on a larger population of pets, sometimes we have issues that arise. And again, those issues are reported to the FDA as the monitoring agency in order to say, are there potential things that we need to change or be doing to make the safest medications that we can? In this case, they were seeing pets that were experiencing muscle tremors, ataxia, which is really just a loss of muscle control and, again, balance, and then potentially seizures in dogs and cats.
And just to back up a step, the FDA is not saying, to my knowledge, that these products aren't effective. That's not the issue?
No, absolutely not. Again, these products are given orally for the majority of them, and they're absorbed systemically into the bloodstream. That insecticide is then transferred to the fleas and ticks, in this case, by the flea and tick biting the pet, uptaking that insecticide from the bloodstream, and then eventually dying.
Now, there's no doubt, again, these products are generally safe, but then, you know, on the other side of the coin, because I've been in conversation with the FDA about this, they don't do these things for no reason at all. Why now? You know, these products have been out for a bit, so why now?
Well, in the timeline, Steve, if you really look at these products, they're relatively new. Again, while they undergo a great deal of scrutiny before they're approved, as they get launched and they're used in numerous pets that are out there in the population, sometimes issues do show up after they've been used on, you know, differing breeds, ages, sexes of these pets. And again, it's the responsibility of the FDA to monitor that. Veterinarians, you know, companies like myself, we want to know about these issues. We take great pride in making sure that we provide the safest medications available to our pets, but we want to know if there are potential issues. So if your pet has been on one of these medications, experienced one of those clinical signs that I spoke of, it's important that you discuss that with your veterinarian, get that pet in there, have a full physical exam, decide what product would be working best for your pet. The other thing that we definitely want to do is we want to get those issues reported to the FDA so we know what type of numbers we're actually talking about.
And in fact, in my blog post, there's a phone number, and you can, if you have concerns, to express to the FDA. If you have concerns, I also suggest that you talk with your own veterinarian. People have their personal concerns, though. And I have some text here, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. One of those concerns, according to the text, is I just feel uncomfortable using this stuff. Now, I feel more uncomfortable. So let's answer that and some other text as well when we come back on WGN. Well, one text that I have, and oh no! So I talked about this listening session that we're having with mayoral candidate Paul Vallis, and I'm excited about it because I don't remember ever a mayoral candidate saying, hey, animal welfare is really important. I want to learn more about it, and elevating that to a campaign issue. I love it. I think that's really important. And I'm glad Mr. Vallis asked to do this. So we're doing it. Here's the thing. I didn't say the day earlier. October 15th, it's at 6 p.m. at the Sulzer Regional Library. That's that big library up on Lincoln Avenue. So if you're interested in attending, well, tickets for the general public, for which there is no charge, last, check out my blog. There's a link to where you can sign up. You do need to sign up. My blog is stevedale.tv. We're talking about these concerns at 7 minutes before 7 about some flea and tick products. And I have lots of text here. We're talking with Dr. Todd McCracken of SIVA Animal Health, Veterinary Services Manager, and a veterinarian responsible for Chicago. So everything on our shoulders is on your shoulders, Dr. McCracken. And one of those questions is, it seems these products, and some people have asked this in different ways, are products that you apply to the skin that you're talking about. They have something in common. And I would suggest that's true, sir. Is that true?
Well, again, the products that we're discussing are really the oral products that you give a tablet. They, again, are absorbed systemically. They travel through the bloodstream, and then the fleas and ticks will actually have to bite your pet in order to uptake the insecticide and then eventually die.
So I want to be, I'm interrupting because I want to be clear on that. So I'm going to say the product names again. So they are not, to be clear, they're not products that are applied topically to the skin. They are products that are called chewables, or you had a different technical name for it, but here's their Bravecto, Credelio, NexGard, and Simparica. Those are the names of the products that the FDA says are a concern. So another text says several other texts say, well, I use any combination of these products, depending on the text, so I'm concerned. Is there an alternative that the FDA is saying okay?
Well, there are a number of different flea and tick medications that are on the market. Our company actually manufactures a product called Vectra 3D. It's a total topical product. It is not absorbed systemically. It actually stays on the surface of the pet, and then the parasites are actually repelled and killed just by coming into contact. The other great thing is not only does it repel and kill fleas and ticks, it also repels and kills mosquitoes, biting flies, lice, mites, a number of other parasites that your pet could come in contact with. So many products are on the market, and again, they all work differently. The ones that we're talking about are really, as you stated, Steve, the chewables.
Right. So the cool thing about the one you just rattled off, so Vectra 3D, we're talking about, you said mosquitoes, not only fleas and ticks, but mosquitoes. Well, mosquitoes are still out and about, and we do have listeners all over, not just in the Chicago area, where there are going to be mosquitoes throughout the year. So why is that important?
Well, I think, again, Steve, if you look at diseases that are transferred to your pet by these ectoparasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, biting flies, whatever we want to talk about, one of the main diseases that gets transferred for mosquitoes is heartworm disease. So there actually are new studies showing that if you use a topical repellent that will repel and kill mosquitoes in combination with your heartworm preventative, it actually lowers the prevalence of heartworm disease. So, again, we're seeing less mosquito bites subsequently. We'd see less disease being transferred. And that, again, could be used in combination with fleas, ticks, biting flies, lice, the other parasites, because they don't have to bite your pet in order to, again, be repelled and killed.
And it seems repel is a nice thing, the Vectra 3D, the product you mentioned, because repel means potentially the tick's not even on the pet in the first place, or for that matter, the flea, to bite the pet.
Well, again, these parasites are going to encounter your pet. They're going to get on them or next to them. They'll uptake the product because it's a total topical product. But once they encounter that product, they almost get what we determine a hot foot effect. They don't want to be on your pet, so they're being repelled. The great thing is once they come in contact with that medication, they're already in the process of dying. So not only are they repelled and they don't have to bite your pet and they're wanting to get off your pet, they're not going to be, again, going through their life cycle in your house or getting on children, other pets in the household, because they're in the process of dying.
All right, you murder fleas. You know, someone said here, you're a murderer. Someone said here that it's no big deal because this is the time of year I stop using a product anyway. And I think that's really, we're almost out of time, but I think that's important to address.
Yeah, again, stopping your flea and tick product is not a good idea. Again, pets are traveling with us more and more. We're seeing microclimates where these parasites can survive even in the colder months. So my recommendation, and certainly the recommendation of organizations like the Companion Animal Parasite Council, the American Heartworm Society, the American Animal Hospital Association, is to use these products year-round. Now, the other reason you wouldn't want to stop is, again, we worry about disease transfer from these ectoparasites, fleas, ticks, biting flies, mosquitoes, whatever we want to talk about. We want to make sure that we're protecting pets and making sure that they're staying safe from these diseases. So stopping that, again, there's no way to really know when these parasites get out of the environment, so we want to continue that year-round.
And making one more point as well, I happen to know that right now, the fall, is the time of year when our dogs are most susceptible to Lyme disease, which is, of course, transmitted by ticks. So, Dr. McCracken, thank you so very much. I appreciate, again, you getting up so early to join us.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you. You know, pets aren't like family. They are family. And that's why doctors and staff at MedVet Chicago are always, always there when your pets need them most. They're located at the corner of Belmont, Western, and Clybourne. MedVet provides emergency and specialty critical care 24/7 every day of the year. That's the whole point. They're also a certified VECCS Level 1 Trauma Center and American Animal Hospital Association accredited referral hospital, meaning that your pets will always receive the most comprehensive and compassionate care available. Learn more at 773-281-7110, 773-281-7110, or check them out at medvetforpets.com. Answering another question, I mean, it's a cool thing, too, because you're taking care of fleas and ticks. You're taking care of mosquitoes by the topical product that we talked about. And it's sort of a double defense, because what we do then is we deal with heartworm with your traditional heartworm preventive. But now there's a double defense way, and at the same time, fleas and ticks, poof, they're gone.